Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program by phone. Kathy Leggett is with us. She's a Future Ready Iowa Policy Advisor through Iowa Workforce Development. I want to talk about a youth intern program this summer that might be of interest to some area students. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we hear that term a lot, future ready. It seems to be kind of a buzz phrase in the education world these days. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Sure. Future Ready Iowa is actually Iowa's attainment goal to have 70% of Iowans have education and training beyond high school by 2025. And it's linked to a lot of things. You know, we know automation and technology are changing our jobs. Some of the jobs we know will exist in the future, we don't even know how to train for them now. So what are the skills that you need to be ready? And how do we meet our skilled workforce needs in Iowa? We have a lot of great jobs open without and what our employers say is, you know, we're looking for people, but they don't have the skills we need. So we're trying to bring all this together to support Iowans in getting the education and training they need to get that career they want.
Yeah, it's, you know, in a way, we kind of used to do everything in books and in front of students and what have you. Now we do a lot with technology in schools, but there has to be a happy medium somewhere, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's kind of part of the experiment of it and how we're going through is how do we adapt and make sure that we are still prepared and have what we need. For instance, when I think of the student of kind of the past and the student of the now and the future, and whether this is an adult or a youth or, you know, because hopefully you're a lifelong learner, there are a lot of skills that you need that transfer from one thing to another, but you certainly need some base content also. But we also want to make sure that we're sharing what are those things that are going to help you be successful in the workforce.
Well, absolutely. Always got to look ahead. And it's difficult these days because things change so rapidly. But there are some skills that are always going to translate, right?
Yes. And right now, a lot of those skills that employers are looking for and people are working to develop that do transfer are things like critical thinking, problem solving, communication via a lot of different ways, and then teamwork, those type of things. And really kind of being, having the skill to know how to learn, because just as you said, things are changing so fast.
Well, I said up front that this is an opportunity maybe for students to take advantage of, but the way this program is set up, this is an opportunity for employers and other groups and organizations to take advantage of too, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. It is this funding opportunity is geared toward employers and or educational institutions, community based organizations, and hopefully, ideally, all working together in a partnership to make some great opportunities available to youth who probably have some barriers facing them, get them connected with some great work experience that they can hopefully get paid for, and they can learn from professionals on the job, and they can have a chance to say, hey, this might be a career field I'd really love, or it's not, but I learned some really valuable skills.
You bet. So nuts and bolts then, how does this program work for folks?
Sure. There is an application process through iowagrants.gov, and that is open now. And so you can just search iowagrants.gov and pull that up and then search for the Summer Youth Internship Pilot Program, or you can go to Future Ready Iowa. .gov and get some information, but basically it's open now. It'll remain open until about a month. Wednesday, March 11th is when that will close. Then we'll be able to review all the applications that come in. We'll have a group that will score them and be able to award funding. But the great thing about this is we're looking for partnerships and organizations who can set up an internship opportunity that will not only provide work experience, preferably in high demand job areas, because there are a lot of jobs available. We want to connect those with youth, and then also provide those employability skills and coaching on how to be successful in the workforce. But the money for this, the organizations that are awarded can use to pay their staff time to coordinate it. They can use it to offer the curriculum. They can use it to help the students meet some of those barriers, like if they don't have transportation or they don't have the appropriate clothes, they don't have the appropriate supplies, things like that they can use to address those barriers. And we're also looking for opportunities that people might even be able to get kids through a short-term certificate program for non-credit or anything like that that will help prepare them and connect them to the workforce.
It sounds to me like this is a program that's really kind of designed around the local area. It's something that it's here, it's an opportunity, but folks here locally kind of get a real big input on how it would be designed for them.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we try and do with a lot of the funding, is because we know the needs are different in different locations. So get the core partners together in your area and say, hey, you know, who's going to help us identify some kids? Here are our employers, and here are the jobs we need. Let's work together to create this experience and hopefully connect people to our local opportunities. Keep them in the area, get them into good jobs.
Boy, that flexibility is a real opportunity here locally for folks, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, one thing that I do want to point out is the programming is proposed is needs to intend to serve 10 youth and be for 6 weeks. But we have, you know, you can start, you know, working on it anywhere after April 1st all the way through September. So, again, some flexibility. And sometimes if people are like, well, I don't think we have 10 youth in our program, partner with somebody else in your area to work with an employer and bring those youth together.
Absolutely. Well, and college isn't the answer necessarily for everyone. It might be a financial thing. It might be just that you're not interested in following that path for some reason. But there are opportunities out there aside from that. And this kind of opens up that door.
It does. And that's what we're really trying to have that conversation with Future Ready Iowa, is that we have multiple in Iowa. We have multiple paths for people to reach their goals. And it could be a short-term education and training program. It could be a registered apprenticeship. It could be an associate's degree. It could be a four-year degree. It could be a master's degree. There are all of these opportunities, and they all have value and can connect you to really great jobs.
Yeah, is that, being able to keep workforce home, too. We see so many college students that will leave and then maybe go someplace else and never really come back here. It's great to educate kids, but we sometimes feel like we're educating other people's workforce. This is an opportunity in a lot of cases to really educate your own workforce.
It definitely is, because here's what I hear and learn all across the state when I'm doing this work, is that so many people in our own areas don't know the great opportunities that exist in their own region, you know, to get a job. They don't even know what those jobs are. And because as things have changed, we have in mind what one thing is, but really we haven't even been behind the doors to see what is happening at these organizations and workplaces. And the other thing is, we have a great opportunity to connect youth in high school with local employers who have great career paths. And like you said, maybe the next step for them is getting a short-term certificate and going into the workforce, or learning why they earn. That's a registered apprenticeship. They get paid, they're employed, but they're getting a national credential in the meantime. And then they find this great opportunity and they stay. So it can be definitely a win-win.
Sure. Well, running up tens of thousands of dollars of debt over a period of 4 or 5 or 6 years, it may not sound like an attractive deal to everybody. Being able to get out and start earning money right away, that works for everybody.
Yes, I think so. And so that's why we just want to put all of these options in front of folks and know that, again, now and into the future, it's going to be a lifelong learning culture, because things are going to change. So it's not one and done, and it's not there's only one path.
Okay, well, the application period to show interest in this program it's open now, but it's only open for a short time. So again, give them the details on how they might want to look into participating.
Absolutely. You can just search iowagrants.gov, and then there's a menu that you can go in and register and look at the opportunities available. And you would just look for the Summer Youth Internship program through Future Ready Iowa. And then it does close Wednesday, March 11th. And if anyone needs technical assistance or has questions, they can contact me. I'll provide as much help as I can.
All right. Try to make it as easy as possible for folks to be involved.
Yes.
This is a program that's gained a lot of interest right on up to the governor's mansion. Governor Reynolds is very interested in pursuing all these types of opportunities. So there's an opportunity out there for everyone.
Yes, yes. So please investigate it and contact me. I'm happy to brainstorm ideas or anything if you're just not sure.
Okay. Well, you know, I've said before at different meetings, you know, we could sit back and just kind of complain that we're not getting necessarily all the skills out of our students that we'd like to see, or we could step up and try to help train them some of those skills that we think they might be better to fine-tune yet a little bit. So
that's absolutely right.
All right. Always a cooperative effort. Very good. Well, Kathy, thank you so much. Kathy Leggett, Future Ready Iowa Policy Advisor. Appreciate that. Check it out online. You can go again to futurereadyiowa.gov and find out more information. Do that today. Thank you so much. Good luck with the program.
Thank you. Thanks so much.